It says this: I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I think that psalm has some brilliant words in it about how we should be living out our faith. One of the things that really stands out to me as I read that psalm is at one point it says, do not fear. But then in the next breath it says, fear the Lord. And that really spoke to me as I read it. And what it's saying is, do not fear the world around you. Do not fear other people. Do not fear all the things that we do fear and worry about as human beings. But put your fear in the Lord. And it's a different type of fear. It's an awe and a reverence and respect for God who holds all things together. And I just think that is a wonderful psalm and a wonderful thought to remember. But it's actually this line that I want to focus on this morning. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm not going to talk for long because I know we've got church meeting stuff to think about as well. But I just wanted to bring a message around this verse this morning, because a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned last week, I was at Soul Survivor, and I had a picture from God that I believe is for us as a church into the next season that we're entering into. And it was a picture of a big buffet or banquet down the centre of this hall here, and everyone was sat around it, and we're all digging in and just really enjoying what was there. And it came off the back of an experience that I'd had personally that day at Soul Survivor, where I'd gone to the morning worship, and I struggled to engage with it at first. But I realised as I started to worship that actually I was really hungry for more of God. And I hadn't realised my hunger for God until I got into that setting where I could worship. Perhaps for me it's slightly different in that I'm always leading worship, so it's harder to engage in it. But I got there and I was like, I really want more of this. And then it came to the evening worship, and I just had a great time in God's presence, worshipping him. And I believe God spoke to me in that time, and that's when I had this picture of this buffet, this banquet, with all of us as a church gathered round it, digging in. And I think this image of spiritual hunger, of not really realising how hungry we are till we sit down at the table, might be a word for us as a church, that actually we are hungry for more of God. And let's come round and let's eat and let's enjoy all the good things that God wants to feed us with, because he wants us to taste and to see his goodness. And I was thinking, what are the things in God's buffet? What is it that he wants us to taste and to see? Well, actually, there's all kinds of gifts that God wants to give us. We read about them in a lot of Paul's letters, spiritual gifts and practical gifts, things that God wants to give us that we can use to build his kingdom. There are fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those could be things that are scattered down that table, different great fruits that God wants to give us, but also different ways of having a relationship with God and of praying. We're just starting the prayer course that I'm going to talk a bit more about in a minute. But that is a great course that just gives us lots of different ways of engaging in prayer, perhaps things we haven't tried before. And when you have a buffet, there's all kind of things to try and to dig into. And you might not choose to dig into every single thing, but there's lots of different things to taste. And we're going to be doing that at the end of this service while I bring and share lunch. And it might be that through this prayer course, God is just saying, dive into something that you haven't tried
before. Taste something new. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And I think this picture links in with a couple of things that we're talking about this morning. So the prayer course is one of them, but we're also going to be talking about where is God leading us next. Both of these things are opportunities to taste and see God's goodness in a new way, in a way that we haven't done so before. But how do we do that? And so I've just got 4 points that I want to share to help us to taste and see that the Lord is good this morning. And the first is, don't be a fussy eater. I live with a fussy eater, and what I often find is that people who are fussy with food have decided they don't like something before they've even had a chance to try it. Or they have had a chance to try it, they've just chosen not to. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, actually, God is laying on this buffet for us with all kinds of incredible things to taste to see his goodness. And if we aren't willing to try and to taste new things, then actually we're missing out on everything that God has for us. We're missing out on part of God's goodness for us. And I think often as Christians we can be a bit too comfortable. And that might be in our own prayer lives. It might be that we've done the same thing for 30 years or we've used the same Bible study notes for the last 25 years or whatever it might be. And they might work for us and that's great. And carry on doing those things if they're helpful. But why not try something new as well? Why not try praying in a way that you haven't prayed before? Try studying God's word in a way that you haven't done that before? Why not try serving God using gifts that you haven't used before? These are all opportunities to taste and see the Lord's goodness. But we don't know until we try. And so we should be excited about exploring new gifts that God wants to give us. We should be asking God for all the fruits of the Spirit. We should be jumping at the opportunity of this prayer course where we can find new ways of interacting with our Lord God. And then the second thing that I thought was be greedy for more. As you gather round God's buffet, don't be a fussy eater and be greedy for more. At God's buffet, the food never ever runs out. If you remember the wedding at Cana as well, Jesus brought the best wine out at the end. I always get annoyed when I go to parties and weddings and also when I go to carveries as well. And when you see people loading up their plate so full of food, a disgusting amount of food, that it looks as if they have never eaten before in their life or they're stocking up for winter or something. And there's just something about eat as much as you want food that turns people into animals. But actually, that's how we should be when we're approaching God's buffet and his buffet of goodness. Don't hold back. Load up your plate so full that it's overflowing. Take every opportunity to meet with God, to experience his goodness, to soak in his word, to grow in faith and in the gifts that God has given you. And so in this season that we're entering now, God wants us to be greedy for his goodness. And then the third thing is that God's buffet, a bit like our buffet this afternoon, is actually a bring and share buffet. He provides a lot of it, but he also invites us to bring and share. We learn about and experience God's goodness together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We sit around the banquet table as we taste the goodness of the Lord and we share conversation. We share life together. We share the blessings that we've received. We share what's going on in our workplaces. We share the glimpses of the kingdom of God that we've seen as we've gone about our week. We share the things that are going on in the life of our church. These are all opportunities for us to talk together and share God's goodness with each other, to hear how God is at work in each other's lives. One of the things I love is cooking a tasty meal for another person. And the best thing is seeing the reaction on a person's face when they taste something and they think that it's good. We all meet with God in different ways. We all find different meanings in his word. We have different experiences of God's kingdom as we go about our daily lives. We all have different ways of praying. And God's buffet is a bring and share buffet. And so taste and see that the Lord is good, and then share his goodness with each other. And I think that is another part of God's word for us as a church. And then finally, enjoy it. Food is something that I really enjoy. I don't know about you. It's something that is probably one of my favourite hobbies, if you can call it a hobby. Mark and Kirsten have a funny story of how they had to throw away a tablecloth because they gave me curry. And I kept on helping myself to more, but every time I did, I dripped it across the table. That doesn't really link into this point. I just saw Mark and Kirsten. It reminded me of that story, and it's quite funny. But enjoy. Enjoy God's goodness. Enjoy his presence. Enjoy being the church together. I think often we can be a bit too serious about thinking about all the things we have to do as a church, or thinking about rotas, or thinking about where we're going next, which we're talking about in a bit. But actually, just enjoy being God's people together. God wants us to taste his goodness, and he wants us to do that as family, as community, with one another. And so don't be a fussy eater. Be greedy for more. Bring and share the goodness that you've experienced. And most of all, enjoy the meal that God has put in on for us.